I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A Kansas man filed a motion last week asking the judge in his divorce battle to settle the divorce by letting him have a sword fight with his soon-to-be ex-wife and her attorney so he can rend their souls from their bodies. Yeah, I'm inclined to believe there are irreconcilable differences there. According to his court filing, the U.S. has never explicitly banned trial by combat, a method under Germanic law to settle disputes in which the two parties fought in combat to determine the winner. Early in U.S. history, resolving disputes by duel wasn't unheard of. Alexander Hamilton himself died in a duel with former Vice President Aaron Burr. Rather unbelievably, the Kansas man isn't the first in the modern era to make this argument. In 2016, a Staten Island attorney made a bid to resolve lawsuits with trial by combat. The Staten Island judge agreed that while the trial by combat wasn't explicitly outlawed, the cases should nonetheless be resolved bloodlessly in court. Disappointing for spectators, no doubt, but probably for the best. From Judge Technology Solutions, I'm Amy E. Feldman for KYW News Radio.